Welcome back. This podcast explores the wisdom of generosity from ancient to modern and the beautiful space where generosity occurs. Are generous people simply lucky people giving out of their abundance? This week, I'm reading a quote from The Paradox of Generosity by Christian Smith and Hillary Davidson, 2014 edition. Quotes, generous people, we show, tend to be happier and more fulfilled than their ungenerous counterparts. This is true in spite of the fact that many generous people we interviewed face significant life problems and setbacks, often similar to those experienced by those less generous. Practicing generosity does not guarantee a life free of troubles or crises. Given their adversities, one might expect generous people to throw in the towel and become less generous. But that doesn't usually happen. Often, we find, instead, they exude greater tranquility, joy, and gratitude. The happiness that generous people tend to enjoy is not delivered by random luck. Generosity is not the result of people living charmed lives. Generous people know the hard reality of what it means to be human, to make mistakes, to hurt, to be hurt, to suffer. Generosity itself does not protect people from misfortune. Instead of keeping all of their resources to protect their own families and lifestyles, generous people give away some for the well-being of others. Rather than using all that they have to build a bigger nest egg or finance a more secure lifestyle, they help to build others up and protect those who are more vulnerable. And they are noticeably happier, even though they do not have the perfect families, dream homes, or jobs, let alone the full bank accounts that their less generous counterparts point to as an alleged key to happiness. Security and happiness for the generous are not elusive goods always on the horizon. Generous people do not try to find happiness by outpacing the curvature of the earth. Both generous and ungenerous people live lives that are less than ideal. But the generous possess an insight usually missing among the less generous. They know that they already have enough, and that clinging to what they have or clamoring for more will not bring greater happiness. So, they share some of their time, money, and care with others. They tend to see the beauty of life, the value of solidarity, and their connection to humanity. Their perspective tells them that the world, properly viewed, is a place of abundance. They take their hardships in stride, believing that life is good and still worth living, beautiful, and meaningful. Their problems in life do not set the dominant tone of their life. So they enjoy something like what Wendell Berry describes. There are moments when the heart is generous, and then it knows that for better or for worse, our lives are woven together here, one with another, and with the place and all living things. Unquote. And in the end, they are much more likely to enjoy better lives. Unquote. Let's reflect on a question this week. How will you show this week the connection your donors have in bringing the beauty of life into your mission? Share this podcast if you enjoy these 5-minute reflections and subscribe to receive these reflections released every Monday. To explore fundraising coaching deeper, visit servingnonprofits.com. See you next week.